The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
A warning from the Omaha Public Works Department. They're advising people to avoid contact with Zirinsky Lake. Raw sewage has backed up into the lake after a power failure at the public work. The Public Works Department says there was a power failure at the Zirinsky sewage lift station. You know, we had those heavy storms come throughout the area, and Omaha Public Power District has noted that a lot of people were without power. Well, apparently the sewage station was one of them. Power's back on, but in order for them to get everything worked up, they want to just, out of an abundance of caution, warn people to stay away. The West Loop Trail is also closed until cleanup is finished. Public Works Department says the advisory will stay in effect until further notice. And also a warning for individuals to avoid wading, swimming, or other bodily contact with the waters of the Missouri River in the area near and several miles downstream from what's called River Mile 597. It's where the Papio Creek in the Missouri River.
Poopy water warning.
Poop water. Poo water.
I know. Isn't that just, it's like.
Poo.
Man.
Gross.
Be careful. Douglas County Commissioners are holding a second meeting today on the property tax valuations that went out. It's going to be held at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church near Walnut and South 60th Streets, 6:30 tonight. They say that they're holding today's meeting based on high attendance from one earlier this month. People wishing to challenge the values that their properties have received have until the end of June to file their protests. And Costco is going to officially break ground on a $300 million chicken processing plant in Fremont. Happening today, Governor Pete Ricketts, company executives, project partners are going to celebrate the groundbreaking of Costco's first ever chicken processing plant, hatchery, and feed mill.
Man.
It's going to be named the Lincoln Premium Poultry.
Think how many chicken tenders and chicken breasts that place is going to roll out.
Chicken wings.
Yeah. How about those rotisserie?
Yeah.
I love that Costco rotisserie chicken.
We do eat a lot of chicken, don't we?
Yeah.
You go into Costco. I just bought some chicken the other day, and it's just loaded full of chicken goodness. Poor chickens.
Why don't you get some chickens so you can have farm fresh eggs? Some like roosters or hens or whatever.
I can't. I've looked into it. I can, but I can't because I got dogs. My dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to some farm place about a month ago, actually. You know, some farm supply place, and they had little baby ducks. It was awesome. Little baby ducks and baby chickens.
My cousin's got them, and you know, he has farm fresh eggs all the time.
Yeah. Well, we get the farm fresh eggs from someone that Wylene knows, but. But yeah, they're good, man. They're good.
Aren't they loud? Don't they? I mean, yeah. I mean, don't your neighbor? I mean, if you had chickens, wouldn't your neighbors just be like, yeah?
No, you're not allowed to have roosters. The ones that cockadoodle do. That's illegal to have those in city limits.
But yeah, but don't chickens like? I mean, they you know they're chirping and stuff. I mean, they're not mute.
I don't know. None of these are actual chicken sounds. Just cartoonish impersonations.
What are you talking about? That was an authentic impersonation of a chicken. I mean, I'm just saying.
When city people talk about chickens.
City people have chickens. I just talked to a lady the other day, and I was in Chicago. And she's like, something about, well, you know, it's hard for me to go on vacation because of my chickens.
Well, yeah. I mean, that trend is the trend is to get those eggs because they make so many eggs.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be so delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
Just worth it. Well,
Well, Costco, breaking ground out there.
Not breaking any eggs, but breaking ground.
Mm-hmm.
College World Series action going on today. We've got an elimination game at 1 o'clock. Florida State versus Cal State Florida. One of those teams will be...
Okay, Cal State Fullerton, the Titans versus Florida State.
One of those will be heading home today. It's always sad to be the first team to go.
Yeah. Jeez, I thought Florida looked real good last night against TCU. They won 3-0. Louisville beat up on A&M 8-4. And Oregon State, geez, came back Friday from being down against the Titans. What's tough is for the Titans to be in this elimination game today because they had a win against the winner. They had it. Mm-hmm. Could have had it, man.
Well, Oregon State will be playing LSU tonight at 6 o'clock. Both games will be airing on ESPN.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Cal State Fullerton and FSU, those are two good teams. They just got knocked out by the powerhouses. Yeah. So this will be a battle at 2 p.m.
1 p.m.
It's a 1 p.m. game? Okay.
Yeah, it's 1 p.m. game.
1 p.m. from us, okay.
Yeah. The British Prime Minister is speaking out after an emergency meeting today. Someone drove a van into a group of Muslim worshipers, leaving prayer service early today in London. One person dead, although it is unclear if he was actually hit by the vehicle or if it was just a medical emergency at the scene. But 10 others were injured. Authorities are treating the attack as an act of terror. The Prime Minister reiterated her calls from 2 weeks ago following the London Bridge terror attack to crack down on extremism.
I mean, this is just violence begets violence. You know, I'm sure this is a guy who watches all these stories on the news, gets fed up, grabs a van, and does the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do. You just quit giving. It's just on the news nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, all day.
Someone now will react to this guy.
Uh huh.
And just
wonder what's going to happen. So the U.S. Navy has identified the 7 sailors killed in a collision between a Navy destroyer and a cargo ship off the coast of Japan. So it was the USS Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine registered container ship early Saturday morning. 7 members died. 3 other members were hurt in the incident. And if you're planning a trip to Cuba, some things have changed. You can still travel to the island nation, but President Trump issued a directive earlier this weekend that you'll be subjected to a Treasury Department audit to ensure that you're traveling there for professional or educational purposes. You'll also be prohibited from staying at state-run hotels, although if you've already made such arrangements, you'll be grandfathered in. Commercial flights and cruises to Cuba will be allowed to continue. And despite the Trump administration's new regulations on travel, Delta Airlines is going to continue to fly to Havana. Some airlines have already canceled trips because of the new regulations, but Delta says flights to Havana from Atlanta, Miami, and New York will remain on the schedule. And the judge in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial declared a mistrial on Saturday after the jury was unable to reach a unanimous decision.
I don't know what to think about this. You know.
I'm just heartbroken. I mean, it's just, I can't believe that it's a mistrial. I mean, it's just, I can't believe they're going to have to do this all over again. And prosecution says it plans to do it all over again.
None of us sat there in the jury box. What do we know? We just know all the stuff we spin on the news.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, we didn't hear the testimony. I mean, they took 52 hours worth of deliberating. But apparently they just could not break the deadlock that they say that the jury was facing. They got to a point where they were not having a unanimous vote and nobody was budging. So prosecutors plan to retry the case. The judge said he'd try to schedule a new trial within 120 days. So it's like, you know, you just feel bad. The woman, you know, in this case,
have
to go through it all again. Cosby's going to have to go through it all again. The public is going to have to go through it all again. It's a whole mess. Brooks Koepka, he is the winner of the 117th U.S. Open. It happened at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. He carded a 5-under-67 in Sunday's final round to finish 16 under par.
That ties the record.
Yeah. 4-round score, tied the U.S. Open record for 72 holes.
But so, I mean, it's just dumb. It's crazy.
How
well people scored on that course.
Do you think it was an easy course?
Conditions were windy.
Maybe it was short.
Conditions were difficult.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I just wonder when you get that many people that are doing, I mean,
that
just,
great.
I mean, his performance was, I mean, he just kept putting birdies on the end. He birdied 14, 15, and 16.
Wow.
And it was Joe Buck doing it, which is weird when Joe Buck does golf.
It
was like,
ball.
I think the other golf
guys. Why
did
they have him do it?
Because it was on Fox.
Ugh,
and he's
still
their main guy. But so they've got Joe Buck up there with golf announcers.
Joe Buck.
I think he throws them off.
Probably.
Because, you know, they're normally very polite people who like to, you know, speak. And Joe's kind of jumping in and getting kind of baseball-y.
show book.
Like right in the middle of, I was watching a little bit of it on Sunday, and one of the announcers was like, the wind is really blowing. Look what it's doing to his hair. His hair is all over the place. Looks like the fescue. His hair right now looks like the grass that's blowing. And Joe Buck goes, ha, you got a lot of talk. Hey, cattle, your hair is just as bad as his is.
No!
I mean, he was just kind of like
you're just doing
hamming
it
up with him in the booth.
The guy's like, I hate
and the other
there.
Guys were just, it was just quiet. I was like, I guess the golf guys aren't used to slapping each other around.
I guess not. It's not the slap each other around kind of banter.
Like, I think Joe Buck is like bored.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he gets really bored, and so he kind of was throwing out stats, and it was an amazing performance.
Yeah.
So the poor number two guy.
What is he, minus 14?
Wound up tying for number two.
Oh, so they had to split it.
With 13 under.
Oh, wow.
But it was just amazing performances. So congratulations to this guy. His dad was there on Father's Day. Brooke's dad told him before the tournament, he said, why don't you bring me a trophy for Father's Day? And so his dad was there, a blubbling mess.
Aw. So lots of media outlets are reporting pediatricians and public health researchers know that they have to be on the lookout for lead exposure when it comes to paint chips or contaminated water. But there's a new report that is suggesting that food, particularly baby food, could be a problem with lead exposure as well.
Oh, I thought Molly was going to say that eating paint chips is actually good for you.
Pour yourself a bowl of paint chips this morning and make sure you get some Flint, Michigan water to wash it down with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
So lead in baby food?
Yeah. 11 years of federal data.
How?
They found detectable levels of lead in 20% of the baby food. Well, the deal is that a lot of times fruit juices and vegetables like sweet potatoes, carrots, cookies, all these things, how they're grown, what they're grown in, how they're packaging them. Lead can have a number of effects on children, and it can cause problems with attention and behavior and cognitive. So the studies.
When it comes to our kids, why can't they get this stuff right?
I know.
It's amazing. I mean, if it's not a car seat or a stroller, it's now the food. Yeah. It's like, hey.
I guess lead turned up most commonly in fruit juices, like grape and apple, which are like the two big ones that you would give a kid.
Yes.
And then root vegetables. So potatoes, sweet potatoes, carrots. The samples weren't identified by brand. The lead levels are believed to be relatively low, but still, when you have a 20% market.
What do moms do?
I think you just have to be savvy. I mean, you just have to make smart choices and in cases that you can. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of people, make your own. I mean, it's just
get a blender and do it, right?
Right. Okay. I mean, honestly, it's like, you buy a bag of carrots, you steam them up yourself and you puree them and then there you go.
Can you puree ribs?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Chili?
Right?
Chili, you can.
Chili. We like to can our own baby chili.
How else could you trust
the lead and the other foods?
When I had a...
Who's changing that baby chili diaper is my question. I'm just saying, there's certain stuff that you're like, there's a reason you don't give that to babies. You're like, oh,
that diaper
man.
Looks like he's swimming in Lake Zirinsky.
Oh, no!
Well, that would frustrate me. I mean, I don't have babies, but man, I would... You know, the stats that they come out with, which are always just sort of a good luck with that.
You're trusting him with the food.
Yes. Well, recently, those BPA, the stuff, that everybody's like, what is it? The liners and cans. They say that there's still a slippery slope on that. There was just a report out on how, canned foods, the industry standards, there's still high levels of BPA in a lot of the canned food things you get, like whether you're buying canned vegetables or canned soups and stuff like that. The lining of those tin cans is a lot of times that BPA stuff. So it's just, I don't know what you, I mean, like, how do you just eat rocks that you've washed up?
I don't know. The nuggets, I guess.
I mean, do you remember any of these concerns when you were still giving your kids baby food?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was when the BPA thing was really, and everybody was like, oh my God, glass, everything, like be careful of plastics and everything like that. I made my own baby food because I like to cook, but it was really easy also. Like I would just steam and puree and then throw it in the freezer and then I would just be able to have it whenever. Yeah, I mean.
My grandma used to eat baby food.
It's cheap.
Do you worry though that if they're not eating, you know, that it's you.
Oh, so you never thought about that. Yeah, you're just cooking crappy?
No, because it's basically what they're doing. I mean, it, okay. You know, like if you look at baby food, it's water and whatever the main ingredient is. So like if it's carrots and water pureed. And they don't they're like, not adding sugar.
I'm finding a year old headline that says even organic baby food might still contain lead.
Oh, yep. Man.
Yeah. I mean, because it could be the water they're using or the processing that they're doing. I mean, the only way that you can
guarantee
it is to do it yourself. I mean, if you're really that hung up about it, I'm saying. Like, if it's really one of those things where it keeps you up at night, you're really worried, you know.
Did you make everything, like everything baby food? Like, I mean...
Almost all. I mean, you know, a lot of it, I was having fun doing it. And I mean, a lot of it, yeah. I mean, I did do it, but like the meat stuff... Yeah, that's the stuff where you're like, I'm not pureeing meat. I will gag forever.
Awful. When I had a broken jaw in high school, no, I was out of high school actually, but I was living at home, so my mother would make, I'd have to drink through a straw.
Oh.
So I'd be drinking or eating, I don't know, it'd be like egg rolls and just weird stuff through a straw.
Gross. Like, pureed egg rolls.
Yeah, pureed egg rolls or fried rice or just something about texture.
Yeah.
You know.
You never really get, that's the thing. There's just some stuff where you're like, no, I'm supposed to nibble. I'm supposed to be able to chew whatever this tastes like. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
This is what I want.
This is my station. I never listen to anything else.
This is a big party morning show.
The grill?
Yeah, we got Dave on the line. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Dave, you there? Hello?
I am. I'm here.
Hey, how was your weekend, bud?
It was fantastic.
Was it?
Now, Dave, are you a dad?
I am a dad of twins. 15-year-old twins.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, wow.
Is that boy or girls?
One of each. I did it right the first time. I'm done.
Okay. Perfect. That's how you do it.
So did they wine and dine you yesterday?
We went to the in-laws, actually.
You went to the
in-laws dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how's your grilling game these days? Like, are you a big outdoor griller? Do you cook a lot?
I actually am.
Well, how's your grill? Is it a cool grill? What do you got?
It's a little older one. Yep.
All right. So he's in the market.
No. Congratulations.
I am.
Well, now you got a new one.
Get out.
Congratulations.
Oh, the winner.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a $1,500 grill. We teamed up with Stereo West, and this thing is bad to the bone, man. I can't believe I just said that. Bad to the bone.
I had somebody that asked me, so it's a really nice Stereo West Auto Toys tricked it out. It's a $1,500 grill. I had somebody ask me over the weekend, they're like, you guys are giving away a $15,000 grill. I was like, $15,000? I don't know where you got to put $15,000 into a grill. $1,500 grill. It's a beautiful grill. It's got a stereo in it, all kinds of whistles and bells.
I probably got a nicer stereo system than I have in my living.
Maybe even put it on wheels.
Probably is
nice.
Wheel it inside.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah. What's the first thing you're going to cook on that puppy?
Some ribs.
Right. That's what I want to hear. All right, David. Well, we'll have somebody get a hold of you, man. Congratulations. We just wanted to, give you some love there. And let us know how it is. And send us a photo, too.
So. Are the twins driving yet?
I'll have you guys over.
Are your twins driving yet?
No, we just bought them a car, but they can't drive it for a while. So they don't turn for about 6 more months.
Oh, man. Good luck.
That's driving them crazy, I'm sure. Do they got to share the car?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a 51% owner of it, so I can decide who gets it when.
That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
How fun. My God.
All right, man. Well, you have a good day, man, and happy late Father's Day to you. And, and congratulations, and thanks a lot for your support. So.
Thank you.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right.
We'll be in touch.
All right.
Do you think what that is like, though? Two twins?
Two?
When they turn 16, one's boy, one's female. And they're both competing for usage of that.
One car.
Those are genuine fight when you're 16. Of like, Dad, I got a better party.
Yeah. Flip
I
for
got
it.
More important things to do.
You're like, can't you guys have the same friends and do the same thing?
They probably are going to have to smartly really work together.
Yes. They probably already do, though, because they're twins. And, you know, a lot of twins are just, I don't know.
Maybe not, though. Maybe I'm
running together.
But boy-girl's that different dynamic.
Yeah, it is. It's a little different. Yeah.
Channel. 941.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Celebrity News Molly, what's up, girl?
So Miley Cyrus posted on Instagram like a congratulations to her little brother, Brayson, who is a musician but actually spent the weekend modeling. He walked he did the catwalk for Dolce and Gabbana. It was like this whole millennial show that they were doing. And in her post, she was, you know, posted a picture of her brother walking and, you know, congratulated him. But then threw a little P.S. to Dolce and Gabbana saying, I strongly disagree with your politics. But, you know, like, yeah, I'm glad that you, whatever, picked my brother or what have you. Well, apparently the Gabbana and Dolce and Gabbana is not too pleased about it. Replied in a comment, for your stupid comment, never more work with him. This is what the Italian wrote. So apparently Brayson is not going to be getting any more modeling work from Dolce & Gabbana. They went on to say that we're Italian and we don't care about politics and we mostly neither the American one. We don't need your posts or comments. So next time, please ignore us.
So her just congratulating her brother lost him a gig.
Yes. Like she threw this up on, you know, she was like, hey, congratulations. But at the same time, you know, she's like, dear, you know, P.S. Dolce and Gabbana, I strongly disagree with your politics, but I do support your company's effort to celebrate young artists and give them the platform to shine their light for all to see. And I guess that was it. They were like,
Wow.
I know. So Brayson is the younger brother, Miley Cyrus. So it goes Miley, Brayson, and then Noah. Noah's the baby. I guess he's, you know, he's got his music career, so I guess he's got that, but I mean, modeling.
Brayson, I'm so proud of you, Brayson.
He's a really handsome guy. Good looking kid.
Yeah. I thought there was one named like Trace, or what happened to him?
So he is their like stepbrother. So this is the deal. Their mom, Tish, had two kids with another guy. Like she was married before. And Billy Ray Cyrus adopted both of them. And then that's when they became Cyrus's. So
Trace is
Cyrus,
the guy who's all tatted up.
Yeah, he's got him on his face.
Oh, really?
He was in Metro Station.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
He's kind of kooky looking. And so I guess Trace and his sister both got adopted by Billy Ray when they were young.
What's Miley's hang up with Dolce and Gabbana? What are they doing wrong?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what the politics were because they're really not involved in politics. The only thing I can think is that they dress the first lady and maybe that was like a shot across the bow about that. But honestly, like, I mean, politically wise, I think they're just like, listen, we just sell clothes. So I don't know what your problem is. Beyonce and Jay-Z are said to be the happy parents of newborn twins, though no official word has come out of either camp. Unofficial word came in the form of Beyonce's estranged dad, Matthew Knowles. He posted on social media, happy birthday to the twins, love granddad, and captioned the post, they're here, # Beyonce, # twins, # Jay-Z, # happy birthday.
And who got, did Jay-Z and those guys get mad or just people in general?
The Bay High.
I
think he deserves to granddad. Put that out there. He's granddad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of like, dude, you know your place.
Really? There's no information.
Yep. We all knew that they were born, didn't we? I mean,
no. I mean, there's been no official word. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, well, why would you even post something like that? Like, and he and Beyonce
like,
had a strange.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Why would you even be so reckless? Come on.
I can't believe fans.
Don't think like celebrities. Think like family. So imagine your dad putting out a tweet. Hey, congratulations.
They're here.
They're here. Something that innocuous. I mean.
I mean, before
she's basically the only reason they're holding out is for whatever magazine gets to break the photos and the announcement and that kind of a deal.
The only reason I say it is because Beyonce and her dad, their relationship is pretty on the outs. That's the only thing. So it's like if you were kind of on the outs with your daughter, would you get ahead of things like that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, you're putting it out there. Why? So you can get attention. I mean, it just seems.
Oh, my gosh. It's a granddad. It's Father's Day. People, come on.
I don't know.
Jay-Z announced he's got new music out. The first single is 444. Or the album's 444 and the first single's a reference to his dad. So new Jay-Z coming out June 30th.
Katy Perry is the first person to amass 100 million followers on Twitter. She's the queen of Twitter. The new album, Witness, is sort of, you know, hobbled out of the gate. But I guess when it comes to followers, Katy Perry is tops, followed by Justin Bieber.
As important anymore that that. No. I mean, we've learned, you remember back in the day.
How many are fake?
Obama and Gaga and a ton of them are fake. They're like bots.
I don't know.
Does it have as much value?
I don't think
that
it does.
I don't know. I just
wonder how that works, though, in the realm of money. Because I guess, how does that work? They just got to have to tweet, I eat Doritos, and Doritos can, you know, you make some money off that or something.
Well,
right?
There's rules now. Like, I mean, I don't know what Twitters are, but I mean, a lot of times, like Instagram, the Kardashians have gotten in trouble quite a bit lately for the fact that because they do endorsements like that. And they're like, and Instagram's like, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with Facebook. It has to be sponsored content.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just have, so like when they're just like, just hanging out here with this product that I'm getting paid to, you know, tweet or whatever. And they've been scolded quite a few times.
Really?
Because they're like, you got to put that as sponsored content. That's not just you chilling.
So I can't go, I love Bud Light on our Facebook page?
Not if Bud Light is in paying you to, you know, spread the word. Right.
I see.
I'm saying, like, if you're I love Bud Light, everyone's like, well, congratulations. But if it turns out that you, as a personality, have an agreement with them, that's when things get froggy.
Okay.
So I don't know with Katy Perry, like, if it translates into dollars and dollar bills, I'm sure all that stuff is moneyed now. Carrie Fisher passed away right around Christmas. She was on a flight and everybody, you know, talked about the fact that it was like a heart condition. Well, coroners come back and said that she died due to sleep apnea and a combination of other factors. Officials couldn't conclusively determine what caused her death, but found that she had a buildup of fat in her arteries.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And she was on multiple drugs, you know, I mean, for health reasons prior to her death. She died in December after suffering a medical emergency on an international flight. And so I guess, you know, they were talking about Carrie Fisher's daughter, Billie Lord, released a statement following the coroner's report that read in part, she, you know, my mom, talking about Carrie Fisher, battled drug addiction and mental illness her entire life. She ultimately died of it, but want her death to encourage people to be open about their struggles. So just, you know, more information. And Michael Phelps is going to be racing a great white shark. Oh, paddle arms himself. Great Gold versus Great White. It's going to air. It's all part of the promotion for Discovery Channel's Shark Week. So July 23rd, 7 o'clock. I don't know. They haven't given a lot of details. I don't think they're probably going to put Phelps in the same pool as a great white. Maybe they'll just time them. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to race up from below. We've all seen great whites when they attack a surfboard from below.
Or they knock you out of the water.
Or a seal. We're never going to. Phelps doesn't have that skill.
No, he's not.
To shoot from the ocean floor.
It would be awesome.
And attack a kayak.
No, I'm sure it's just going to race.
That makes swimming a lot more fun, though.
Yes, it would.
Sharks cruise at around 5 miles per hour.
That's a cruise.
And
okay.
Phelps can do about 6, which is crazy fast.
Yeah. Okay.
So normally, sharks are about, great whites are about 10 times faster than a typical human.
Hello?
They say great whites can go 25 miles an hour when they're in attack mode.
Okay.
Regular's 5.
All right.
But they'll do something slick.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.